We have to Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Yesterday we had the Mishnah that discussed the Avos Nezikin, the primary damages that the Torah established as the types and categories with certain characteristics, the types of damages that there are that a person is obligated to pay for when he or his property damages. We had seen that the Mishnah categorized them as four Avos Nezikin. We explained how really there are six Avos Nezikin. And the Mishnah had its reason for categorizing it the way it did. Now, in Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah is going to give us some of the criteria when there is actually a chiyuv to pay for hezek done, for damages done. And the Mishnah begins, Kol shechafti b'shmiraso. Literally, it means whatever I am required to do shmira on, to guard and do shmira from damaging. So whatever I am required to guard from damaging, hechsharti es nizko. Then I caused the hezek that it does. If I failed to do shmira, if I failed to do the proper shmira, I have to go ahead and pay because I caused the damage due to the fact that I was required to guard my object or that which I created from doing damage. And the basic idea is that if a person is obligated, is chayav, to do shmira, for example, on his animal, and he fails to do a shmira, he will have to pay hezek. And the reason being is because he made it possible for that damage to happen. Now, normally we say when you cause something, that's not something you're chayav for, that's called groma. You didn't actively do it. So if a person causes damage, normally he's potter, but that's referring to when the person does not directly damage. That's when we have groma. But here we're talking about where his object directly damages. His behema directly damages. His responsibility for the chayav of his property damaging, or that which he created, like more damaging, is when he was obligated, and because he was obligated to watch it and guard it from damaging, therefore he is chayav to pay. Mishnah continues, Hechsharti b'miktzas nizko. There are scenarios, as the Gemara will explain, where a person can cause only part of the damage, Hechsharti b'miktzas nizko, where he will be chavti b'tashlumei kehechshar kol nizko. So again, this is all in the first person, so it says, it's basically saying that there are certain scenarios that if I caused only part of its damage, then chafti b'tashlumin kehechsher kol nisko. Then I am obligated, I am chayiv to make and pay for the entire damage, meaning has to be the chiyuv will be to pay totally, even though he caused only part of the damage, and he's chayiv as though, right? He says kehechsher kol nisko, as though I were the cause of all its damage. So literally, he's saying that there are cases that if I caused only part of the damage, I will be obligated to pay entirely as if I caused all the damage. When is that? When is a person going to be chayiv to pay as if he caused all of its damage, even though he caused only part of its damage? So the Gemara actually gives the following example. And again, we're going with the Bartanura, who actually is quoting the Gemara. And we're talking about a case here as follows. The person goes ahead and he digs a bore. Let's say Reuven goes ahead and digs a bore 9 tfachim deep. And we'll see that the halacha is that although a person is obligated for his bore, even if it is less than 10 tfachim, in terms of being chayiv for the killing of an animal, the boar had to have been at least 10 tfachim deep. It had to be 10 tfachim deep. So he, the first person, Reuven, dug it only 9 tfachim. Subsequently, Shimon comes, and Shimon goes ahead and digs out another tefach, making it 10 tfachim deep. And then Levi's animal falls into the pit and dies. So Reuven dug the pit 9 tfachim, in which after Reuven dug it, Reuven would not be chayiv if Levi's animal fell in and died. But Shimon went ahead before Levi's animal fell in and died. Shimon came and dug an extra tefach. It was now a 10 tefach boar. And the second person has to pay for the entire damage. This is because a boar is not considered deep enough to kill an animal unless, as we said, it is at least 10 tefachim deep. We're going to see this in the Mishnah in Perek Hey. And therefore, although the second person, namely Shimon, dug only part of the boar, it's as if he dug the whole boar, because it would not have been deep enough to kill without the part that he added. This is actually a very big sugya in the Gemara. Emir Hashem will be all learning this Emir Hashem very soon. The Mishnah continues on. Nichasim she'ein bahen mi'ila. So the Mishnah is going to continue on with other criteria for being obligated to be for being chayiv for hezek damages. Nichasim she'ein bahen mi'ila. So what type of property is one going to be obligated to pay for if he damages, if his property damages it? And that is nichasim she'ein bahen mi'ila. That is only personal property which does not belong to the Beis HaMikdash. That is what is called Nechasim She'ein Bahen Me'ila. Property of the Beis HaMikdash, that is property in which there is Me'ila. There's an Aveira called utilizing, being shtamish with Beis HaMikdash property. This Isser of benefiting from it is known as Me'ila. And if a person caused damage, saying, to the property of the Beis HaMikdash, he's not chayiv to pay. This is learned out from Psukim. Nechasim shel b'nei bris. What other property is property that someone is chayiv to pay for when he damages? Also, nechasim shel b'nei bris, property of those that are, literally it means, those that are sons of the bris, of the covenant, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, meaning property owned by Yidin. And this we will see also later on in Perek Daled. So what we're seeing here is that a person is only obligated, number one, to pay for damages to property of a head yod, of a private person, not the property of the Mikdash, property of a Yid, not the property of a non-Jew. Nechasim ha-miyuchadim. And what does this mean? Nechasim miyuchadim. So literally it means nechasim, property that are designated to him. But what it means is, as the Gemara explains, Gemara on Yudim Lama Beis explains, that it's referring to property that he must own from the time of the Hezek until Bezdin gives a sak din. So in other words, for example, if he gave up, if the one's, the person's animal damages, and he gave up ownership, he was mafkir, his animal, before Bezdin obligated him to pay, meaning after it did the damage, before Bezdin was mechayev to pay, we will see that he is potter from paying. This is the Gemara on Yudim Lama Beis. Then the Mishnah continues on, uvechol makom, and a person will pay for damage, for hezek, that happens anywhere, chutz mirishus hamiyuchedes lemazik, except a place that belongs only to the mazik, meaning when we're talking about a person being obligated to pay for damage that he, his property does, that his animal does, anything he owns does, that is specifically if it's outside of his own property. If the mazik means the damager, if the mazik, the damager, if he is damaging with his property in his own land, in his own home, in his own chatzer, so he can say to the nizak, to the one who was damaged, what are you doing in my courtyard? What are you doing in my field? That's what the Gemara explains, that if Reuven brings his animal into the property of, he brings his animal into the property of Shimon, and Reuven's animal gets damaged by Shimon's animal in Shimon's own property, Shimon can say, what did you bring your animal into my property for? And therefore he is exempt from paying, he's potter from paying. Urishus hanezek vehamazik. And also, when else is a person potter, exempt from paying for damages, if it's a place that belongs to both the mazik and the nizak? Again, the mazik is the damager, and the nizak is the damaged party. This is going to be terminology that we're going to use throughout Baba Kama. The mazik is the damager. The general description of mazik is the damager. That's what we're going to call the mazik. When his animal damages, we're going to call him the mazik. So when the mazik damages in a place that belongs to both the mazik and the nizak, he's also a potter. Now, what is this referring to? So the Bar Kanura explains once again, based on the Gemara, that this last exemption, known as Rishus Hanizak VeHamazik, is specifically referring to the Avos Nezikin of Regel and Shein, because those are different than the other Avos Nezikin. In what way? Because the Torah says, when it comes to Regel and Shein, the Pasuk says, Ubier B'Sadeh Acher. And that teaches us that the Mazik has to pay for his animals, Shein and Regel, only if the Hezek was in the property of the Nizak. This is a unique halacha to Shein Regel. If it happened in any other place, for example, if it happened in Rishus HaRabim, Shein Regel, or it happened in property belonging to someone else, or even property that was owned by both the Mazik and the Nizak, as it says over here, the Mazik is going to be potter from having to pay, because this is not what is called Bi'er B'Sadeh Acher. It's not considered the Sadeh of another, not considered the Sadeh of the Nizak. So we're saying even if it's partially owned by the Nizak, if the property is a joint property of the Nizak and the Mazik, that is as if the Hezek of Shein Regel happened in someone else's property totally, or in the Rishus HaRabim. And finally, the last statement of this Mishnah, and it's a halacha regarding the actual Tashlumin, the payment itself, and it's the nature of the Chiyuv Tashlumin, the nature of the payment itself. When a person's mamon damages someone else's property, a person's animal damages someone else's property, or his boar damages someone else's property, he's chayiv l'shalein tashlumei nezek v'meitav aretz. The mazik is chayiv, this is what's known as paying from the best of the land that he owns. Chayiv ha-mazik l'shalein tashlumei nezek v'meitav aretz. The mazik has to pay the hezek, the damages, with the best of the land. This is known as meitav, this is known as idis. In the Gemara terminology, this idis, beinonis, and ziburis. Idis is the best of the land. Now, this is only, the Gemara explains, when paying with karka, when paying with land. If a person pays with metalton and movable property, he does not have to pay with the best, with the makeup, which would be cold cash. He can pay with any type of movable metalton that he would like. This is all discussed in the Gemara.